AI's reckoning, explosives manuals, military ultimatums, and state-sponsored fakes. A Cambridge University study based on interviews with actual Boko Haram fighters found that the group is using ChatGPT and other frontier AI models to design explosives, troubleshoot weapon systems, and coordinate logistics. This is not a hypothetical concern. It is documented, ongoing, and operational. Fighters reportedly describe using these tools to obtain specific engineering guidance, which puts enormous pressure on OpenAI, Google, Anthropic, and others to explain why safety filters did not catch this use, and give significant ammunition to those in Congress and the Pentagon who want more aggressive government oversight of frontier AI deployment. That pressure is already materializing in concrete form. The Pentagon is pushing contractors to drop Anthropic by September 1st. A remarkably compressed timeline that reflects a fundamental product disagreement. Anthropic has built constitutional constraints into its Claude model that limit its use for certain military applications, including assistance with weapons targeting in some contexts. The Air Force views those constraints as incompatible with operational needs. Anthropic views them as non-negotiable safety commitments. There is no obvious compromise because the disagreement is about core product design, not contract terms. Elon Musk added characteristic complexity to the picture by calling Anthropic the AI leader, a genuine compliment directed at a direct competitor to his own xAI venture, while simultaneously telling Tesla staff to use Grok, his own company's model. OpenAI and Anthropic also issued warnings about a Chinese disinformation campaign with a specific mechanism. Fake accounts creating the impression that their AI tools are being used to spread Chinese state narratives, essentially laundering propaganda through the reputational credibility of American AI companies. The intent appears to be blurring the line between authentic AI-generated content and state-directed influence operations. Meta, meanwhile, pulled its Muse image tool, which allowed users to manipulate other people's public Instagram photos without their knowledge, after less than a week, following a rapid public backlash. The sequence of events, rapid launch, outcry, quiet removal. The fact that the feature launched at all suggests either that legal and policy review did not happen, or that it happened and failed. The episode reinforces concerns about Meta's judgment on privacy-sensitive AI features and is becoming a recognizable pattern for the company. San Francisco protests outside the offices of OpenAI, Anthropic, and Google reflect a different kind of pressure: civil society concern about development pace, safety commitments, and labor practices. The fact that protesters targeted Anthropic, which has explicitly positioned itself as the safety-focused company, alongside the others, suggests the movement's critique is aimed at the entire industry model, not specific corporate behavior.